Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the president of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now, and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Missed it by that much.
Listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hair loss is not one of life's more enjoyable experiences. If you're looking to fill in your hairline or reverse years of hair loss, DiStefano Hair Restoration will create a result that will be a transformative experience. The result of my IGT procedure was quite remarkable. I now have fuller, thicker hair, so I can even wear it a bit longer. There are a few major decisions I've made in my life that I wish I did sooner. My hair restoration is number one. It was by far one of the best moves I've ever made. My hair looks awesome, and the confidence from having a full head of hair again has left me feeling great. I used to look in the mirror and dreaded seeing my ever-increasing bald spot. Now, when I look in the mirror, I see the new me with a full head of thick hair. For information on how to make the same choice I did, go to hairman.com/Howie. What are you waiting for? More hair to fall out? Get the hair you've always wanted. Hairman.com/Howie.
Joe Biden's plagiarizing prowess proves one thing. He's been stealing all his life.
Why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
Why am I the first Kinnick in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Glennis the first woman in her family, in a thousand generations, to be able to get the university?
No, it's not because they weren't as smart.
Does anybody really think that they didn't get what we had because they didn't have the talent?
It's not because they didn't work as hard.
Or the strength, or the endurance, or the commitment. Of course not.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
It was because there was no platform upon which they could stand.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've ever used it.
Come on, man.
How sweet it is! Finally, after all these years, caught! Caught! Are you happy now, Whitey? Who's the boss now? Who's in charge now? You want to threaten me? Want to threaten to put me in a dumpster? Want to threaten to pick me off from the cemetery across the street from my house now? Who's laughing now, Whitey? This is the Howie Carr Show. It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator. Whitey Bulger is in custody. His enforcers were the FBI and other elements of law enforcement.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
You ever noticed how Charlie Baker's becoming very recognizable these days?
I just want to continue to urge all of us to recognize and understand that we need to be patient here, because we recognize the importance without recognizing and understanding that some things are going to change. We recognize that COVID hasn't affected every community the same way, and understanding and recognizing, and I think it's important for people to recognize and understand that, and I've said this before, we recognize there's a hesitancy around the vaccine, honoring, recognizing, and appreciating. But I think the goal here is to recognize and understand, but we recognize that the call center is to try to give people options and to recognize that we are teeing this up, but we recognize that ensuring access isn't enough. Please be patient and recognize and understand. I can't tell you how important it is for people to recognize and understand. I think the most important thing we need to do is recognize that one of the best things a good manager does is recognizes and understands that they have a problem.
You've been hearing me talk about Superbeats for a while now, and I'm sure some of you are still thinking, why Superbeats? You could take it from me. The benefits of Superbeats are incredible. I take them twice a day, once in the morning when I get up, even before I have my first cup of coffee, and the other time in the afternoon, right before the show. It gives me a burst of energy. It's great for my blood pressure. It's good for circulation. It just makes you feel better. If that doesn't convince you, we can talk about the science behind Superbeats. Beets have nitrates. Nitrates support better blood flow, and better blood flow equals better energy and efficiency throughout the body and even supports healthy blood pressure. But Super Beets does so much more than eating regular beets and is unparalleled compared to other beet powders. Just one scoop of Super Beets has the nitric oxide equivalent of three whole beets. Go to superbeetsradio.com/Howie and try out Super Beets yourself. www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie.
What deal can we have, Crazy Nancy?
The Constitution does not say that a person can shout wolf in a crowded theater.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Chocolate, candy,
chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here.
Consistently practice social distancing.
Why does AOC complain that you have not been grooming younger people for leadership?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
That was kind of sharp.
I'm not a big needle taker. I mean, I had a hard time getting my ears pierced. I'm not a big needle taker. I mean,
Mother Earth is angry. She's telling us.
What do you think?
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Taking a look at some very, very weak numbers. 61% support back in January is at 37 now, which is obviously a huge drop.
I fall to pieces.
Take a look at what I inherited when I came into office.
The Remain in Mexico program, the Safe Third Country agreements, the border wall, and deportation.
Do you miss me yet?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
We don't use the term illegal immigrants. We use the term non-citizen. So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
He wants to shut down the protection grid, Peter.
You shut that thing down, and we are not going to be held responsible for whatever happened.
No, we won't be.
Shut it off. Responsible.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. By the way, during the news break at the top of the hour, Spottum Gottum's mom has issued a statement on her aspiring rapper son who just was shot in the legs.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you.
Howie, he's not an aspiring rapper. He's got a single out there with Pooh Shiesty.
I mean, don't they all have singles out there? You just post something on YouTube and that's a single, isn't it? Damn. That's solid gold.
So are his teeth.
The bullets were lead, however, that entered his legs and the .22 that perforated his car. All right. 844-500-4242. I want to mention this story. We led off with it today, but I have a feeling it's just not going to get a lot of play on the network newscast today. A JetBlue passenger on a Wednesday flight from Boston to Puerto Rico allegedly tried to get into the cockpit and had to be stopped by flight crew members. This is according to an affidavit from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Khalil Eldar. That's not L as an initial, it's E-L is his middle name. Khalil Eldar. Got upset about a phone call not working, and then he ran toward the cockpit, screaming in Spanish and Arabic. And he was also at heard by one flight attendant to be yelling Allah in a raised voice. Eldar observed the cockpit door open, and he made a run for it and was grabbed by the JetBlue flight attendant. He grabbed the JetBlue flight attendant by his collar and tie with one hand while using his other hand to grab the overhead compartment to gain leverage to kick.
I say, Ahmed, what is that thing you people do when you're about to assassinate an infidel?
Ah, you mean this?
Did a Khalil say that? As the JetBlue flight attendant was kicked in the chest, Eldar yelled for the flight crew officer to shoot him. And he grabbed the hold of the flight attendant's tie. This is a quote from the FBI affidavit. This resulted in the tie tightening and ultimately prevented the JetBlue flight attendant from breathing. In response, the JetBlue flight attendant released the terrorist to loosen the tie to prevent from being choked and incapacitated. The struggle continued until six or seven flight crew members were able to restrain the terrorist using makeshift restraints, which included the JetBlue flight attendant's tie. I'm assuming it was a four-in-hand tie rather than a bow tie. Bow tie, maybe he had very thin ankles, then I guess the bow tie could have worked. And seatbelt extenders around Eldar's torso. The terrorist was then moved to the rear of the plane and restrained to a seat until the flight concluded. I think this is kind of a big story. You know, this is the kind of thing that they would call a minor confrontation if you weren't on the flight. If you're on the flight, I think it would be a pretty major confrontation. 844-500-4242. Just a couple other stories I wanted to get to before we go back to the phone lines. Did you know that there is a new comic back on tour in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts this week? Did you see this story?
A new comic, as in like a stand-up comic?
Well, I guess a comic returning to the trail in Northampton. I'm going to give you a kind of hint as to what kind of comic it is.
That's the hint?
Yeah, it's unfunny, in other words. Unfunny meaning liberal, very liberal.
I don't know.
Used to be in the United States Senate.
Uh-oh. Al Franken?
That's right. There was a story in the Washington Post that Al Franken is back on the comedy circuit. And he started in Northampton. And again, that's a good place to start. I've
Maybe
never
Chris
heard of...
Cuomo should ask him how grabbing things goes.
According to the Washington Post story, Ted Cruz is the main target of Franken's barbs. He devoted 5 minutes of alleged comedy to attacking the Texas senator. He also hates Mitch McConnell. Apparently, the Republican leader comes in well ahead of Donald Trump as a Franken target, but well behind Cruz. The reporter for the Post says that Franken swears like a sailor during his routine. But is it funny for Franken to call Cruz any invective he wishes? If so, this is from Powerline blog, Paul Mergengoff. If so, maybe I should charge admission to my house the next time I see Joe Biden on television. Wow. Was Al Franken ever really funny? You see, he used to make homophobic jokes, but he got away with it because he's a Democrat, obviously. A former Netflix bigwig has a warrant out for his arrest on Martha's Vineyard after being accused of raping his wife multiple times, the New York Post has learned. Diego Buñuel, 46, who was head of documentaries for the global streamer and now helms programming at state broadcaster France Televisions, allegedly assaulted his wife, writer and socialite Maggie Kim, in the U.S. in 2017, according to court documents. Buñuel, the French-born grandson of famed filmmaker Louis Buñuel, the only movie I remember of his is The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. I never saw it, or I don't remember seeing it, but I remember the title. The Post has confirmed the warrant for his arrest is still active. He has yet to return to the United States to face the criminal charges. There were three alleged rapes by Buñuel, including one, this is the reason I mentioned this, on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, according to court documents that are publicly available. In April, a Massachusetts judge dismissed the wife's civil suit and ruled that a French court could oversee the rape case that has allegedly happened on Martha's Vineyard. Kim's attorney, Ryan McGugan, is this week attempting to overturn the decision in court. You know who Ryan McGugan is? He's also in the news this week. He was the attorney for Robert Gentile, who was the Hartford, Connecticut mobster who was supposedly the last guy who saw the stolen paintings from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Myself, I never believed that story because I figured there was a $5 million reward, later increased to $10 million. You're telling me this big fat guy who was 85 years old wouldn't cash in the on the reward if he knew where the paintings were?
By the way, on this story, have the Obamas been hunted down for comment and how much they knew? Because anybody with any remote ties to Donald Trump, if they did something wrong, Donald Trump was hunted down and asked for a comment. How well did he know this person?
Right.
The Obamas obviously know this person. They've worked with him, I would imagine, in some scope or fashion, because they aren't they deeply involved with Netflix and live on Martha's Vineyard?
You know, that's a very good point. You remember? Yeah, because remember when Trump was hunted down and asked about Jeffrey Epstein? You were a pal of Jeffrey Epstein. Actually, he'd thrown Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago
like
as a member.
Like 2006, right?
Right, because he was coming on to the towel girls that were like 14, 15 years old.
But there was footage of the two from a video in 1994 at a party checking out.
Right, and Clinton was flying
women
around multiple times, like I think 21 times on his plane, the Lolita Express, but they never mentioned Bill Clinton, only Donald Trump. But this is what Ryan McGugan, the lawyer for the victim, said about Martha's Vineyard. Listen to this. This is great. This is worthy of being in the Herald. I told them this yesterday, but they don't have any reporters, I guess, to do the story. This is what the lawyer said. Martha's Vineyard has long been a vacation destination of billionaire playboys, impaired senators, and ex-presidents. The public could interpret it to mean that the powerful and the privileged on Martha's Vineyard continue to receive preferential treatment when they abuse the underprivileged. What the public could interpret from this case is that it is acceptable for someone to come to Martha's Vineyard to commit a crime and get away with it.
I got a new slogan for the Martha's Vineyard. What happens on the vineyard stays on the vineyard.
Remember that the gay porn film company was shooting on Martha's Vineyard too. That was some more horrible stuff going on there on the vineyard. That was settled out of court, I believe. 844-500-4242. Stories you don't read much in the mainstream media because it reflects badly on impaired senators and ex-presidents, as the lawyer put it. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. I'm going to try this will be my last weekend in Massachusetts. I'll try to do a little walking around and checking out everything, and I'll be putting in the Raycons and listening, I think, again, to some classic rock and roll music, some Kinks, some Little Feet, some Rolling Stones. What are you going to be listening to this weekend, Taylor?
I like finding playlists on Spotify that are rarely played songs of the 60s and 70s. Because, I mean, you tune into any station, you're going to hear the same songs. Hotel California, Margaritaville. And you just, I've had enough of those songs for the rest of my life. So
yeah,
that's probably what I'll be tuning into on my Raycons while I'm mowing the lawn tomorrow morning, if the weather holds up.
Yeah, even if you've got Magic Radio, satellite radio in your car, Taylor's right. The playlist for those classic hit stations is about 20 songs. You know, if you want to listen to something on your own that's new and different, and you haven't heard for a while, you need Raycon wireless earbuds, and you won't bother anybody else with when you listen on your own Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons are the best way to listen. If you don't know that now, listen up. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. You don't look lame walking around. They also have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. Whether you like rock music or something more eclectic or a true crime podcast or anything else, Raycons are the way to go, and you won't be bothering anybody else. Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Buy right now. Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Rollin', rollin', rollin'. Keep them cat doggies rollin' rawhide. Where Clint Eastwood got his start on Rawhide. He was Rowdy Yates.
He's got a new movie out, you know.
I know. You see, he's on a horse, too, isn't he?
Supposedly.
But he's not down. Yeah, I said, well,
come on.
I saw a picture
of him.
The guy's
91.
I think. But I saw a picture of him on the horse. They could have put him on a horse at 91.
Mm.
I don't think he's going to be doing any Rowdy Yates type, Rawhide.
This movie has us
cowpoking.
Wants us to believe that a 42-year-old woman is falling in love with this 91-year-old.
Maybe with his bank account. I mean, look at John Paulson. This billionaire who he dumped his second wife, his former secretary, for an Instagram fitness guru. Did you see that picture in the New York Post today?
No. No, I didn't see the movie on the bombing that Clint Eastwood directed.
Richard Jewell.
I didn't see
that was
one.
An excellent movie.
But I did see The Mule, which was the last actor director Eastwood production he starred in and directed.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, he's made a lot of movies. You know, he has his ups and downs.
Yeah. The last two have been downs.
Well, Woody Allen, the last 10 or 12 or 15 have been downs.
Saying, should have stopped at Gran Torino, probably.
Perhaps. 845. I like Clint Eastwood. I like him a lot. I really like the Dirty Harry movies. They were superb. And the spaghetti westerns, too. The Outlaw Josie Wales. It's hard to beat that movie. Unforgiven wasn't bad, either. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. And again, this is your last chance to get the 3-Pack for a while. There's a new special next week, but if you want the 3-Pack to save $200, this is the time to order. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you want to get the booster shot?
No, I do not.
86% say no.
Okay, 844-500-4242. I want to just read a few more stories here, and then we'll go to, I think we'll talk more about the vaccines and the mandates and what are you going to do. But I want to read a couple more stories here. I mentioned briefly earlier, there is a new nonpartisan report out, which you will read about in the New York Post, but not many other places, saying that President Biden improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office, raising eyebrows in the possibility he owes the IRS as much as $500,000 in back taxes. This is the guy who says a million times he wants people to pay their fair shares. But a new report drafted by the Congressional Research Service suggests Biden owes taxes under current rates, according to the congressman who requested it, Jim Banks from Indiana. He's really turning out to be a good congressman. Joe Biden wants to raise taxes by $2.1 trillion while claiming the rich need to pay their fair share, said Banks. But in 2017, multimillionaire Joe Biden skirted his payroll taxes, the very taxes that fund Medicare and Obamacare. According to the criteria CRS, that's, again, Congressional Research Service provided to my office, he owes the IRS and the American people hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes. Every American should know about Joe Biden's tax hypocrisy. So he was, you know, collecting all this money, reaping all the benefits of, you know, being a beautiful person and being politically correct. So he and the Dr. Jill routed more than $13 million through S corporations. That's what they call them, S corporations, and counted less than $800,000 of it as salary eligible for the Medicare tax, exempting the rest from what would have been a 3.8% rate. This was in the Wall Street Journal, the story originally. They broke it during the campaign, and they just picked up on it. Chris Jacobs, a veteran of GOP offices on Capitol Hill, says that why doesn't he ask for his own taxes to get audited first, considering he wants to have an IRS strike force? Biden doesn't really believe in expanding programs like Medicare and Obamacare because he thought buying a second multi-million dollar mansion and renting a third one was more important than helping to fund those laws by paying his fair share. His fair share. Remember the rhinos in the, at the Chamber of Commerce? They endorsed a bunch of Democrats because they want to, you know, reach across party lines and all that. So now they are launching ads targeting the Democrats they endorsed in 2020, telling them to vote against the tax increases. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has launched an ad campaign on Wednesday pressuring these five centrist Democrats they endorsed in last year's election to vote against the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. You can't do business with these people, Chamber of Commerce. You should know it better than any of us. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm reading the headline on Fox right now. Booster options. Mixed messages. You think? Mixed messages. Yes, indeed. Meanwhile, talk about a mixed message. The Kamala Harris going remote in studio on The View this afternoon or this morning after two of the co-hosts tested positive for COVID-19. A heavily promoted live appearance by Vice President Kamala Harris on ABC's The View Friday morning was repeatedly delayed before ending up as a remote 8-minute interview. So she flew in from Washington so that she could sit in the green room. She could have sat in her office at the White House and done the same interview. After two co-hosts were pulled from the set mid-show for testing positive for the coronavirus. But this is the best part. The on-air debacle may have been a needless precaution as follow-up tests were negative and a third round of rapid testing was underway. A source familiar with the matter told the New York Post, "Gee, you don't say. You mean the tests were wrong? I can't believe that. Who could have ever imagined that?" Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, I just wanted to remind everybody about that fraud Reverend Al Sharpton was down at the Mexican border yesterday,
right,
ranting and raving. He has all kinds of millions of dollars in back taxes, and I don't hear anybody going after him.
You know, that's a really good point. They were telling him to get out of Texas. Some people thought they were saying pay your taxes, but people were yelling at him, get out of Texas. Get out of Texas. So let's play the cut of him getting heckled at the Texas border. This was yesterday. We played this earlier, but it's worth repeating. Cut three.
Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio.
You're a disgrace.
You're a racist. Nobody wants you in Texas.
Race baiter, divider. Divider, you're a divider. I'm a Hispanic and I'm a conservative and I don't trust y'all as far as I can throw y'all. You are all crooked. You cannot lead if you don't have a leader in the White House. You're all failure.
Your Biden administration is all failure.
We denounce your racism and your hatred. Get out of Texas. Get out of Texas.
I thought that was a good response, Bob, didn't you?
But how many other frauds are so far back in paying their taxes, haven't been exposed yet? like Joe Biden and Reverend Alec. I don't want to call them anything but Reverend.
Well, how many, you know, a few years back, they checked up on all those MSNBC hosts. Joy Reid owed a lot of money down in North Carolina, where she was living at the time, in Forsyth County, where I used to live after I got out of college. And I always paid my taxes when I lived in Winston-Salem. I guess she didn't, though. She didn't think she had to. And my Twitter account's never been hacked, and I've never had the same kind of problems that she had. Thanks for the call, Bob. 844-500-4242. 508 says Dems do like to pay their fair share of taxes, just like John Kerry and his excise tax on his yacht. Yeah, exactly. He got a new yacht as his consolation prize for losing the 2004 election to George Bush, and $7 million. They made it in New Zealand, the yacht. They built it there, and they sailed it up, or, you know, brought it up from New Zealand, and then he registered it in Rhode Island, in Newport, Rhode Island, to beat the excise tax in the town of Nantucket, which would have been pretty hefty when the yacht is worth $7 million. And someone was talking about the message to the Chamber of Commerce after they endorsed the Democrats. Now the Democrats are going to vote for a tax increase on all the members of the Chamber of Commerce. They should have remembered the words of Mark Twain, says 603. If you pick up a starving dog and make him prosperous, he will not bite you. This is the principal difference between a dog and a man. I never heard that, but that's pretty good. I like that. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, good evening. Thank you for taking the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Two quick comments real quick. You know, when the president said that when he's going to look into getting the booster and he doesn't know when he's going to get it, it's just so preposterous. He could snap his fingers and get the booster shot immediately.
Right. He got the booster shot before anybody else did. And then he said nobody was getting the booster shot in January. He got the vaccine. He got the vaccine initially in January, even before he was president. And then he said afterwards that when he became president, nobody had gotten the vaccination. Remember that, Peter?
That's exactly right. So he's just as apprehensive as anybody else might be. And don't you think that the ratings for The View probably skyrocketed through the roof when they had their quote-unquote situation with the failed test this morning?
I don't know. We won't see the overnight ratings until Monday, I'm sure. But it was just pure silliness to have him. It was almost like it was scripted. You know, the two fat ones on the side had to leave. It wasn't one from each side. And then you had this guy come out, and of course he's just a producer, but he just happens to be wearing a tie and a sport coat, and he just happened to be wearing a mask, and he comes out and makes this dramatic announcement that this is what's happening. It was real cornball stuff. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. I want to read one story here about what's going on, and then we'll talk about the vaccines and the mandates and what they're causing. And again, there are all kinds of lawsuits being filed. If you go online, you can see them around the country. People are filing them individually. Unions are filing them, or unions are refusing to file them and going along with the powers that be. I guess you know how much your unions really care about you. My experience being in a union for 30 years is unions don't really care all that much about their members. But this is a true test. You know, this is when the truth comes out, how much they care about you, if they're willing to go to the mat to try to protect your prerogatives. You know, you can get the shot or not get the shot, but it should be your choice, in my opinion. So this is an AP story from New York. Some of the nation's most aggressive COVID-19 vaccine mandates are scheduled to take effect Monday in New York, and continued resistance from some to the shots, leaving hospitals and nursing homes around the state and schools in New York bracing for possible staff shortages. You think? Many healthcare workers, including support staff such as cleaners, still have not received a required first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine days before a September 27th deadline. That's the same deadline for teachers and school workers in New York City to prove they've received at least one shot. That left the prospect of potentially thousands of healthcare workers and teachers being forced off the job next week. Despite calls from unions and administrators to delay the mandates, Governor Kathy Hochul, I think it's pronounced, and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio showed no signs of backing down. No signs of backing down. The CEO of Erie County Medical Center Corporation, this is in Buffalo, they operate a hospital. They anticipate about 10% of their workforce, or about 400 staff members, might still be vaccinated by Monday when the mandate goes into effect. Under a contingency plan, the hospital said it would suspend elective inpatient surgeries, temporarily stop accepting ICU, intensive care unit, transfers from other institutions, and reduce hours at clinics. New York is not the only state to require healthcare workers to get vaccinated, but it has been especially aggressive in pushing for wider vaccinations to help limit the spread of the virus. So, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, like Rhode Island has just backed down. They have an acting governor who wants to get reelected. He's never been elected governor before. And they were going to have a mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated by, I think, the middle of October. And they've extended the deadline. And people in Massachusetts are going crazy. I'm getting emails from people who work in state government. And we're hearing from them, you know, nurses about how they don't want to give up their jobs. People on the state payroll, they're getting close to being able to vest for a pension, and that's what they're counting on. And now they're refusing to take the vaccination, and they're going to lose their jobs, allegedly, you know. And the Supreme Court has yet to indicate when they're going to take up this issue. And all kinds of cases are, I'm sure, wending their way through the court system. But it just depends on how quickly the Supreme Court wants to take a case to consider. And I don't know. Some of these cases you can sort of predict how they're going to go. It's going to be a conservative liberal split. Basically, they always say there's six conservatives and three liberals, but the reality is there's five conservatives, and John Roberts has basically become a David Souter type. He's the Chief Justice. He's basically a liberal. Whenever the liberals need him, he's there. And so I don't know how this one would go. I'm not convinced that they're going to strike down. I mean, I think they should strike down the mandate, but I'm not totally sure that that's what they're going to do. 844-500-4242 617 says, cue the run on toilet paper and groceries. How long do you think it will take before all hell breaks loose? I don't know. I don't think Joe Biden understands how over most people are, you know, and maybe not the people in his social circle, because they don't care. You know, they're beautiful people, and they do what they're told. That's how they got to be beautiful people. You know, they're conformists. They go along to get along. They were legacies at the Ivy League. They've had trust funds their whole lives. They've never really had to work at a real job. So they don't care. I mean, he doesn't, despite being lunch bucket Joe or middle class Joe, he doesn't know how people really think and how angry they are. I mean, even if you got the vaccine, who wants to keep getting booster shots every 6 months? And he said it again today that he thinks they were basically foiled by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, in forcing vaccines, booster shots on everybody else. But he's saying that it's coming next as soon as he can twist some arms. Apparently, let's play cut 22 from Biden.
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see that in the near term, we're probably going to open this up anyway. We're looking at both Moderna and J&J, and we're both, as I said in the speech. In addition to that, we're also looking to the time when we're going to be able to expand the booster shots basically across the board.
Expand. In this case, the synonym for expand is require. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Here's Biden on the booster shots. Listen to this one. Cut 23.
So I would just say it'd be better to wait your turn in line.
Okay.
Wait your turn. And to get there.
To get there. I'll wait. Okay. You can go ahead of me. I don't care. 844-500-4242. Now Biden's asked to explain. We'll get to the calls back. We'll get back to the calls in just a moment. Biden is asked to explain what went wrong. I mean, he did have his mission accomplished moment in June or July. Everything was back to normal. And this is Ramblin' Joe. And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the station, Amtrak station, cut 19.
You know, I thought this was going to be better. I thought everything was working out. We were moving along on COVID-19. And now we have all these people who refuse to get a shot. And now look at the people dying, large numbers of people dying. So I think it's a totally legit, obviously it's a legitimate question you've asked. But I think putting it in context here, it's going to take some time here.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
I thought you had a plan, Dementia Joe. You kept tweeting out about that in the latter stages of the campaign. You have a plan. You were going to get it done. Now it's going to take some time. You sound like Lyndon Johnson in 1967 talking about Vietnam. Leanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leanne.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hi, I was in with you yesterday as one of the VIPs. Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I just found out that the main marathon that I have been training for the last few months, they are now requiring me to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. So basically, I am not going to do either one of those. So all of my effort has been for nothing. And this is where we're at, I guess.
You know, even Leanne, you look like you were ready to run a marathon yesterday. You seem to be in pretty good shape. But you know, even if you got a negative test, what the hell would that mean? You know, we talked about it earlier in the day. The women on the View, they tested positive and then they went back in a few minutes later and they tested negative. What the hell does it mean?
The tests mean nothing. It could be negative one day and then it could be positive the next day, and it's just complete like virtue signaling. That's all it is, and it's just unbelievable. I can't believe that this is happening, but it was kind of predictable. Portland is a very, very liberal city.
I know.
So it's kind of predictable, but it's still disappointing. You know what I mean?
But, you know, again, we come back to the recurring question here, Leanne. If you're vaccinated, let's have Uncle Joe tell us what happens. Cut five. Hold on, Leanne. Cut five.
Again, the bottom line is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there's only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible. You're in good shape.
So in other words, Leanne, the president of the United States, honest Joe Biden, just told you that if the people who would be in the marathon with you are vaccinated, they have nothing to fear from you being unvaccinated, correct? Isn't that the way you understood that?
Absolutely.
But yet you can't be allowed to participate in the marathon because, like you say, it's virtue signaling from the hipsters of Portland, Maine.
Came out of the horse's mouth. So I guess we just go with whatever the status quo is and what the powers that be decide. But we don't know what that's going to be from day to day. So what are we going to do now, right?
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry you're not going to get to participate, Leanne. And thanks for coming out yesterday. We had a great time. By the way, we're done with the VIPs for this year, but we'll be back doing it again next spring. And we had a great time. And we thank all of our VIPs who were here this season. Right, Taylor?
Absolutely.
Everybody was great, and we enjoyed it. I'll see you on Monday. I'm Howie Carr.